From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. It's exactly 1 week until Election Day, but tens of thousands of people have already voted here in Idaho, either in early voting or by mail with an absentee ballot. We'll find out more today, plus how does the state test our voting system? And here's another question. Can you wear your campaign t-shirt to the polls next week? Well, because it is a presidential election year, there has been a lot of focus on not just who gets elected, but also on how our election system works, in particular at a national and a local level. So to answer those questions that have come up this election cycle, we asked Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane to join us every Tuesday to take a closer look at these issues. And he's joining us once again. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Gemma.
Okay, so where are we with early and absentee voting? Are you seeing a historic turnout so far this year?
We really are, especially in-person early voting. It's been awesome to see. Today happens to be vote early day, so it's just a national day to encourage people to vote in-person and early. I took advantage of it myself today, but many, many other Idahoans have done the same. I know talking to Trent Triple, the Ada County clerk, as well as other clerks throughout the state, they've seen huge numbers and lines at each of the early voting locations because so many people are turning out. And honestly, we're watching it closely today because we think we might eclipse the number of people who voted total in the primary election by today. So between absentee and early votes, we're already at 267,000 people having voted and seeing a lot more as we head into this final week of early voting.
Okay, that is a big number there. So I want to talk next, Phil, about how you go about testing Idaho's election system. I mean, this is something where there has been such rhetoric about elections not being safe, not being secure, all of that. So we want folks to understand and know that our election system is vetted, it is tested. So what kind of tests do you do to make sure everything's working properly and that it is safe and secure?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about security in the past, but it really is a timely question this week. All of the counties, so in addition to the testing and the safety measures we put in place leading up to the election, this week the counties will be doing testing. It's their public logic and accuracy testing to make sure that the machines are all working properly leading into election day. It gives the public and candidates an opportunity to see how the machines are working. And part of this process is just ensuring that, a vote cast for President Trump goes to President Trump, a vote cast for Vice President Kamala Harris goes to Kamala Harris, and so on, really proving out that the systems are ready and working, and then they will zero out the machines, get everything set, so that next Tuesday, we're all ready to go for the big election day.
So the next thing I want to discuss is electioneering. Very quickly, for maybe folks who aren't familiar, electioneering is basically like it's called kind of like a passive form of campaigning, right? Wearing, a shirt, something like that. However, my understanding, Phil, is we've got a new rule about campaign signs or wearing, a certain type of candidate's hat to the polls when you vote.
You know, I think this all boils down to, this is a major election. Obviously, we've got president on the ballot. We have Proposition 1, other things that have garnered attention, and really everyone just being respectful of one another when it comes to actually voting at the polls. We know we're going to see a wide variety of opinions and thoughts in terms of voters headed there. And so part of it, our electioneering laws are really to just create a safe bubble for everybody to be able to go cast their vote without interruption. So this is what prevents people from handing out flyers or having big signs or anything else at any of the polling locations. And it really does extend all the way down to the individual voters. You know, I know for all of the clerks and the poll workers, we ask voters just to be mindful when they head to their polls, not to bring their campaign signs, their campaign literature, their shirts or other things with them. If someone sees someone with a t-shirt, most likely they're just going to be asked to vote and get in and get out quickly so that they don't disrupt other voters. You can appreciate, Gemma, from all our conversations, we're not looking for conflict at any of the polls. We really are trying to help facilitate everyone having the opportunity to cast their ballot and have their voice heard, regardless of what their opinions are on any given issue. And so, I'm really hoping that voters will be mindful and respectful of each other as we gear up, whether it's for early voting this week or for Election Day next week.
So you mentioned Trent Triple, and our Morning Edition's George Prentice actually spoke with Trent recently. Again, he is the Ada County clerk. And he said a lot of people actually don't even understand that electioneering is illegal. So let's take a listen to this.
It's just common sense approach to folks as they walk in. Most citizens, if not all of them, they're proud of who they are and what they represent and the parties, and they just want to be, you know, representing properly. Many of them don't know that they can't even do that. And so when they show up, we're not accosting them or calling the police. We want them to come in and vote, but we also want to maintain a safe space within the precinct for people to feel like they can vote without feeling pressure from anybody else.
And bottom line, Phil, is that exactly it, right? Is it, it is, you don't want anyone to feel intimidated about being able to vote.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We want everybody, regardless of their opinions, to be able to cast their ballot in peace. And, you know, we did expand our electioneering space. It used to be 100 feet from the polling location. Now it's 250 feet from the door that voters enter. And really that's to create a space that, you know, anybody, whether it's you, me, or our grandma, they can pull up, get out of their car, go vote, and do so uninterrupted. And so hopefully we'll have a very peaceful election day. Everyone will get to have their voice heard. And then we'll all be watching closely when we see the news and see what the results are as they come in. Mm-hmm.
So have you heard of any electioneering concerns so far this campaign cycle?
We've seen little things. They always pop up a little bit. But so far, I think you've been talking to Trent and some of the other clerks, it's gone really smoothly for this election. You know, about a year ago, we had some incidents in some local elections that really triggered us to update our laws. We haven't seen anything like that this cycle. I mean, every now and then you'll get someone pull up with a truck with a giant sign and try to park it near an early voting location, but we're pretty quick to remedy those situations. Mm-hmm. So I really expect most voters aren't going to see anything like this when they head to the polls, and hopefully it'll go smooth for everyone.
One other question that has come up in regards to voting. A Treasure Valley restaurant has put up a post on X that is offering a free beer for anyone who voted for Donald Trump. Is this legal?
You know, I think it raises an important question for anybody. Is there are laws that prohibit incentives to either incentivize somebody to vote or to not vote. Doesn't really matter what direction. You know, our country has had a long history going back to the 1800s of bribes and beer for voting. We've stopped that over the years. And so I want to encourage whether it's a business owner or anybody else not to incentivize voting for this election. I mean, we all want to encourage people. Of course, I've been doing that going around the state. But there, in offering somebody anything of value, it becomes problematic. Whenever we see situations, you know, our approach is really just to reach out to people, to let them know so that they don't find themselves in a position they don't intend to be. Because I think most people are really trying to encourage voting. But that doesn't mean they always understand the environment that they're doing it in. And we don't want anybody to face any issues, whether it's a business owner or, like you said, somebody wearing a shirt at the polls.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other quick questions. Early voting ends this week, yes?
Yes. Friday at 5 will be the end of early voting. So if you want to get in before Election Day, now is the time to do it.
Okay. And then what about absentee ballots? When are they due?
Absentee ballots are due at 8 p.m. on Election Day. The polls close at 8 p.m. on Election Day. Absentee, all voting stops in Idaho. Then there is no postmark or delays afterwards in terms of Idaho. So especially for people who've moved from other states, it's important to know now is the time to get your absentee ballot in if you have one, especially if you're going to be mailing it. I know the Postal Service is monitoring, but it takes time for many ballots to travel around the state. So I really encourage anybody who has an absentee ballot, get it in now, get in the mail. There are drop boxes throughout the state, or you can drop it off at your local elections office, or alternatively, visit early voting sites. I will caution, the last day of early voting, Friday, is always the busiest day. So if you want to wait in line, Friday is probably the day to do it. Otherwise, go to your polling location on Election Day. We don't expect huge lines on Election Day. I think we've got everything well in place for a huge turnout. I mean, really, with early voting and absentee so far, we should have record-setting turnout for the state of Idaho for this election.
Wow. So what about when ballots start being counted, Phil? And I ask this question because we have two time zones in Idaho. So even though the polls close at 8 p.m., they close 8 p.m. local time. So
yep.
In the Treasure Valley, you know, they close at 8 p.m., but if you're in North Idaho, it's 9 p.m. when the polls close up in Coeur d'Alene, I mean, here in Boise. So how does that work?
I mean, there's so many layers to the question you ask. I think that you're right. All of the time standards are applied wherever you live. So if you live in the Panhandle, it's an hour different than it is here down in Boise. One of the things that voters will note is on election day, we won't release results until 8 p.m. Pacific time. So 9 p.m. Mountain time, 8 p.m. specific time. And that's so that we wait until all voting is finished in the Panhandle. It's interesting doing this in a state that crosses two time zones. So we've got all that. In terms of, you know, really for the election, absentees are all still sealed up nicely in their envelopes. All the early voting votes have not been tallied at this point. All of that will be reserved for election day, and the first results will be known even to the election officials following 8 p.m. on election day. So there's a lot of processes in place that we're working on to make sure that everyone can vote and no one's influenced by trying to know like who's ahead or how are things trending. We make sure everything is level for everybody, no matter where you are in the state of Idaho.
And when do polls open? Next Tuesday, if folks have an absentee ballot or they haven't voted early.
Yeah, one of the big things we are encouraging is visit voteidaho.gov so you can make a plan, see your sample ballot, and then know when to vote. So early voting is from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. throughout this week until 5 on Friday. And then next Tuesday, voting will begin at 8 a.m. and the polls close at 8 p.m. So if you need to find your polling place, Vote Idaho is a great site to visit to get ready.
Well, as always, Phil, we so appreciate you coming on and talking with us about all of this. We've been talking with Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane on how our state is getting ready for the November election. He will, of course, be back next Tuesday to answer more questions about the process. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.